following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's The Herd. 1-800-Flowers.com is my choice for sending flowers for any occasion. All right, I count on them to deliver the best quality flowers. They're backed by their award-winning customer service. I met with Chris McCann, president of 1-800-Flowers.com, and he told me this. His brother Jim started the company over 30 years ago, and they still run it today. Their passion for servicing their customers and three decades of floral experience has led to the 1-800-Flowers.com smile guarantee. So when sending roses, count on 1-800-Flowers.com to be your rose authority. This week, a special offer on beautiful multicolored roses. Buy one dozen, get an extra dozen free. That's a full 24 multicolored roses bouquet for $29.99. To get this and other special offers, you have to go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click on the radio mic, upper right side, enter Colin. 1-800-Flowers.com, enter Colin. Or call 1-800-Flowers and mention my name, Colin.
It's been a while. Douglas, glad to have you back in the studio.
It's been a while. Daddy is back in studio.
And now, Doug and Daddy show full strength.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Go bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Really? I'll tell you what. I got other ideas.
Everyone's back in studio, so let's get to the Doug and Daddy show.
And welcome to Friday Doug and Daddy Show right here on Central Nebraska ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Folks, state basketball time. We are live at the state tournament. Our own Doug Duda is on the other line. Later in the show, Kurt McKeever, Lincoln Journal star, is set to join us. We're going to talk a little Nebraska baseball, what's going on with Logan Ehlers, another big series for the Huskers. They get ready to host Fresno State this weekend. The tension right now in Central Nebraska is what's going on in Lincoln. Doug joins us right now. Doug, I'm glad to be back, first of all. Have been out the first 4 days of this week, feeling much better. And if you ever get that influenza A, you do not want to get it. It's not a good deal. And I will say, I thank you for the text message and stuff that people sent me. I am much better now, and it's good to be back.
Who is this? Great to have you back, Daddy.
Well, it's good to be back, and obviously the disappointment for me is missing this year's state tournament, something I have not done, and I'm guessing over 25 years. I don't know the last one that I've missed, but some great basketball has been played yesterday. Really no upsets to speak of. In the tournament at all, I guess, is the seeds holding pretty much true until maybe, I don't even know if you call this morning. It was a 2-3. I think Ravenna was probably the favorite. But after getting off to a good start, they just kind of fell apart, it sounded like.
Well, Coach Baranek said in his post-game interview, which was very interesting, I thought, a lot different than he's been in many, many times in the past. I think maybe Ravenna psyched themselves out for this ball game, and then they got the lead, and maybe they relaxed a little bit. It was hard to explain what we saw here, and it happens at the state tournament. Let's face it. I mean, everybody here is supposed to be good. I saw it a little bit from Pleasanton last night. I saw a team that I really hadn't seen much of this year in Ravenna. They looked different. It's hard to explain. You're so used to seeing them do things the same way over and over and over again, and when they don't do those things or attempt to do those things, you just wonder why they can't do those things, and obviously it's because the other team has found a way to shut them down. But it was the same with Pleasanton last night as Ravenna today. You just look at them and go, how can this team go a whole quarter and not make a bucket? How are they not putting the ball on the floor and just taking it to the hoop after a while? How can they pass the ball around for a minute and not get a good shot? Lincoln Christian just played outstanding defense, and a week ago, I know Coach Baranek thought that was going to be the worst matchup for him, and it ended up being that way. We talked about it in the pregame. Even though it seemed like Lincoln Christian had 6'5", 6'6", post players, they're not listed as tall. but Ravenna doesn't really have a true big post player. Lucas Wilkie is not a tall kid. He's 6'2", and I'll guarantee if you put his 6'2" against what they say is 6'3" at Lincoln Christian, he's probably given up 4 or 5 inches. And they were non-factors. It was weird, but what a run. I mean, heck, St. Cecilia made it 3 years in a row. Ravenna won it 2 years in a row. I'll tell you what, if you win it once, that's a heck of an accomplishment. And they're going to be back next year. There's no doubt about it, as long as they can stay healthy and get a little bit better.
Yeah, I think that's something. You look at that team, and it came down to – I'm becoming more getting away from – you know, and I've never been a huge defensive guy, and people know that. Yes, you can say defense wins you championships. But, damn, if you can't score, it makes for an awful long day down there. And when you get Ravenna scoring 7 and 2 points in the second and third periods, there's just no way you win a ball game.
Well, you've seen a little bit of everything, or at least I have, with covering a lot of games here the last 2 days. I mean, I saw the worst thing I've ever seen at the Boys State basketball tournament called Lindsay Holy Family yesterday. And then I saw brooding Davenport Shickley shoot 63% against a very good Overton ball club, who I think yesterday in D1 had a legit chance to beat anybody, although the other two semifinals after them were blowouts. I think you got four really good teams left in D1. But Overton played good enough yesterday to beat anybody else.
Is it a disappointment, Doug, right now for Central Nebraska basketball fans with the lack of remaining teams alive?
No, not at all. Nope. You look at the rankings, Tony. Nobody in A, nobody in B. C1 is stacked. And then in C2, you don't have number one. You got one kid ranked, one school ranked in D1, and Pleasanton in D2. I will say Pleasanton, disappointment is not the word, but the way that they lost the ball game last night, maybe that's the big disappointment when you see that. I really think, and no disrespect to Geltner, I still think this morning Pleasanton was the best basketball team on that half of the bracket. I thought Pleasanton was going to be in the finals, and Pleasanton, they had won 14 in a row, and during the streak, the games that I saw, that by far was their roughest performance. And if they had not hit 8 threes in that ball game, why not would have thumped them pretty good? But they had a 5-point lead with 2.5 to go and never scored again. Doc Sadler wasn't even in the gym.
Well, you know, I was as big a surprise as anybody last night when Giltner had an easy win over an 8 seed in Lindsay Holy Family, who they defeated in the district final. I was shocked.
Well, I don't know what happened in the district final. But, again, we're not here to make fun of kids. So if this was a college team, I'd say none of these kids are allowed in the state tournament again until the school can't get in until these kids have graduated. I mean, it was horrible. And then they turned into a team that just kept fouling when the game was over. The game lasted an hour and 35, hour and 40 minutes. It was a horrible basketball game, up and down. In fact, the guys that officiated the game are officiating this North Platte St. Pat's and Archbishop Bergen game right here. And it wasn't their fault. Neither coach was really upset last night with any of the calls in the basketball game, always one or two. But for the 40-some fouls, I think, that were called, it was just incredible last night. But that aside, Giltner is going to match up well with Wynot and have a chance to make it to the finals.
Well, that's what everybody, you know, I think Central Nebraska, we're cheering for all the area teams. We got two area teams battling off in Minden and Central Catholic. I know Stu's got Minden, the number one team in the state, but Central Catholic looks to have the advantage of the been there, done that factor maybe a little bit. And then you throw in the fact that Turner had 30 points yesterday, you probably lean the way of the Crusaders.
Well, GICC did it the way they always do. They disciplined it and won the ball game and weren't overly tested in the second half. They always had enough of a lead that they could milk the clock and use some time and win that ball game. Minden's got to mentally be ready to go and not overthink it this afternoon. They're looking to make that biggest win in these kids' school history and in recent program. Like we said, this is their fourth trip to state. They got knocked out in the first round the first 2 years. They made it to the semifinals last year, and they're familiar with Grand Island Central Catholic. I pick Central Catholic But Norfolk Catholic looked outstanding yesterday. I think Norfolk Catholic's going to destroy Milford this afternoon. And then the Grand Island Central Catholic and Minden are going to play. And there's no doubt Central Catholic has the edge there. 19-12, Bergen now leads North Platte St. Pat's. By the way, Tony, 4:26 to go second quarter. It was tied at 12 at the end of one, and St. Pat's hasn't scored in the second quarter. But Central Catholic, yep, Minden's going to have to play real well.
I just listened to that whole Ravenna game. When I was a junior, we got bounced by Lincoln Christian down there on that same floor, and there were dwarfs doing it then. I there's a really good basketball team. And then you throw in, you mentioned it a couple times, Doug, the schedule they play, you just shake your head at. And I know Ravenna plays a great schedule, but night in, night out, Lincoln Christian's got tested.
Yeah, but so had Ravenna.
Yeah.
So, I mean, in that specific instance, that argument doesn't hold water because, I mean, they played Boys Town just like Lincoln Christian did. They played some great basketball teams. I mean, Ravenna played, I mean, you can say what you want. Chambers Wheeler Central made it to the state tournament. They played Gretna. They played Kearney Catholic, who's ranked. They played Overton and thumped them, who made it to the state tournament. Some other teams that they played, Heartland Lutheran, although they were D2, they were an outstanding basketball club. They played Adams Central. They played Boys Town. They played two teams in the sub-districts that had 17-plus wins.
Fair enough, fair enough. Anything else that stands out from yesterday's state tournament?
Well, good crowds, decent weather. Once again, a couple of the Lincoln schools did not take care of the people that they needed to take care of like they needed to take care of them, but not my fault all the Little Smokies were gone last night. By the way, Why Not is one of those schools. I remember this happened with the Wausau girls quite a few years back where all five players on the floor at the same time had the same last name. Why Not has five brothers and cousins that are named Weasler, and last night four Weaslers on the floor at the same time.
That was a lot of Weaslers. I know you kept going Matt to Kenny, Kenny to Rick, Rick to Matt.
No, they're pretty decent. Pretty decent ball players, and Why Not Giltner should be a good ball game. I'll have the Central Catholic Minden game at 2 on Classic Hits 98.9, and all of the six finals, of course, tomorrow are right here on ESPN Radio.
You know, I thought from seeing the Archbishop Bergen at the Heartland Hoops Classic that they were just I just thought that was a really, really good basketball team. How do you see them matching up with Christian?
It's going to be a heck of a battle. I think Bergen has a little bit more height to negate what Lincoln Christian has inside. I would pick Bergen. I'm watching Bergen right now kind of take their time and dismantle North Platte St. Pat's is kind of what I figured was going to happen, but Archbishop Bergen, really a solid basketball club and pretty darn tough. I think they win it tomorrow.
Yeah, kind of a little interesting story about St. Pat's and Arapahoe yesterday, that game going down the wire in overtime when St. Pat's won actually by about 3-4 points in that one or 6 points in that one. But you looked at the coaching staff. Bob Braithwaite's son, Tony, is on the staff at St. Pat's, so there was a little side note there.
Oh, yeah, and so there was a guaranteed Braithwaite victory.
Well, I'm sure Bob very disappointed, but it was a great basketball game, and that's what you expect to see at the state tournament, and I'm sure more of those to follow. What's the rest of your day stacking up with? What are the games we got on the radio for fans?
Well, again, I'll have the Central Catholic Minden game on Classic Hits 98.9. Mike Will will have the Kiltner Why Not game on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Always can pick him up on the web as well. That's what we've got. We will bring you the consolation games tomorrow. The Ravenna game will be at 2 o'clock on Classic Hits against the loser of this game. And right now that would be North Platte St. Pat's. That game is back over at Lincoln High. Minden and Central Catholic, one of them is going to lose that game. So the consolation game is tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Breeze. So that's what we know right now.
All right, Douglas. We got to take a short break here.
You've been gone a while. I think there's things you need to talk about.
Well, there is things I need to talk about, and something I've missed dearly in the last week is Troutman's Quality Meat. Folks, their steaks are aged a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness. They've got snack sticks. They've got summer sausage, smoked sausage, all waiting for you. And don't forget, corned beef brisket for St. Patrick's Day coming up this next week. sausages fresh out of the smokehouse. Andouille brats, jalapeno brats, they've got them for you. Troutman's Quality Meats, and don't forget there's always a large selection of the fresh frozen seafood available at Troutman's Quality Meats. T-Bone's waiting for you out front.
It's great Lent, people. It's Lent. Get me some fish.
Great selection of wines and beers as well. They're arriving daily at Troutman's Quality Meats. Plus, there's always someone at the counter to help you with your purchase, unlike those grocery store meat departments. Troutman's Quality Meats, it's just different. Check them out today. We'll be back after this.
10 dealerships, 10 denials. I never thought I'd be able to get a car.
I was just laid off for a few weeks, and now all I get is a song and dance at every car dealer I go to.
Sound familiar? Then stop it and start fresh at the new Midway Auto Credit, located at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. No matter what you've been told elsewhere, you do get a second chance. Go to thinkapproved.com. That's T-H-I-N-K, thinkapproved.com.
Grillers know that when a rub is good, the steak is better. And when the rub is from Hole-in-One Farms, the result is near magic. Hole-in-One Farms Java Rub combines aromatic spices and peppers, a hint of sugar, and of all things, coffee, which enhances the meat flavor as it leaves the grill a beautiful coffee brown. Ask your grocer where they stock the Hole-in-One Farms products. Click on the Hole-in-One Farms link at kkpr.com to read the Hole-in-One story.
We're going to combine the pass.
Make the catch.
With the long ball.
Bye-bye, baseball.
The dig.
Great digging.
And elements of a Sandra Bullock movie.
Hey, Hunter,
now
off.
The safe parts.
This is much better.
And on April 16th, we're taking a fan bus to a Husker Sports triple header. Red-white game. Husker baseball against K-State. A Husker volleyball exhibition against the Cyclones. All admission, transportation, and tailgate party included. Only $95.
What do you do?
Call First Holiday Tour and Travel for your spot. 308-384-1800. Brought to you by Slumberland, Kearney and Grand Island, and Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio.
Breezy for your day today with a blend of clouds and sunshine. Quite mild as highs will warm into the lower 60s. Winds will turn to the northwest and increase to 12 to 25 miles an hour. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Phil Jensko. Right now, 59.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, taking you up for the lunch hour, Godfather's Pizza. Come down and join the family, folks. Don't forget that great buffet every day waiting for you. The salad bars included. Get a drink, $6.50. 222 West 42nd Street in the Archway Plaza, right next to Eileen's Cookies. Call them for delivery and carry out, 308-234-9444. It's Godfather's Pizza. They've got great specials day and night waiting for you, including family night Fridays. You buy any jumbo pie and 2 liter, they're going to comp the breadsticks, monkey bread. It's all going home free of charge. Godfather's Pizza. Waiting for you, Siesta Sunday. You're lounging around that Sunday afternoon with a large taco pie, only $13.99. Godfather's Pizza. Come down and join the family.
How about Connecticut, Daddy?
You know,
making a run through this Big East tournament. We're going to have Connecticut, Syracuse, and Notre Dame, Louisville on the air here on ESPN Radio tonight as we get closer to the NCAA tournament. We want to remind folks, get signed up for the Doug and Daddy Bracket Challenge as I once again beat Daddy this year.
I don't think you beat me last year.
Come on, I did too.
Did we tie?
We might have tied.
Douglas, I think you bring up Connecticut. Kimball Walker, one of those, well, certainly, you know, Nebraska's looking for scorers, and that's something that certainly Kimball Walker can do. What an amazing, amazing shot, and hopefully the dislocated ankles the poor gentleman from Pittsburgh has, he'll be able to get those fixed and be back up and running for the NCAA tournament. You know, Nebraska just needs an eighth of that guy to be able to score. And what a performance that was to knock down that shot at the end of the game and advance over Pittsburgh. But you're right, the Big East tournament continues to be absolutely one of the premier events going on with all the great action going on in conference tournaments. That is the one that really stands out, that catches people's attention. And,
let me ask you a question, Tony. When you fill out your bracket, do you automatically not take a Big East team because of the toughness of the tournament and the season?
See, I think that's up to the individual. But, you know, you certainly look at the schedule. Do they beat each other up on their way there? well, you certainly got to think it doesn't help them. But at the same time, when they get into those games, they've been in them night in and night out. You get into it, knockdown, drag out. All those teams, I don't care, you know, St. John's, I don't care, Louisville, you go top to bottom, the teams remaining, and even the teams that got knocked out. You know, Rutgers went blow to blow till the, you know, I was gone and the officials totally screwed that deal up. I was actually watching that live at home when that happened, going, is this really happening? All those teams just get tested night in, night out. And then, you know, you're looking at a Villanova team that everybody's saying that lost their last five. It should be knocked out of the tournament. Will they get an opportunity to go dancing? We'll have to wait and see from what everybody's indication is. They look to be teetering right there on the bubble still.
Well, it'll be interesting. Colorado's in. And, Daddy, you're on the air. Before we get to Kurt McKeever coming up, talking about what's going on, it's over now. And I'm not even going to say anything. I just want your comment on the Nebraska basketball season to this point. They're going to get in the NIT. What do you think?
Well, it's obviously a disappointment. I'm sure they're sicker after yesterday when Oklahoma State plays Kansas to a one-point game, thinking, you know, we were better than Oklahoma State. And Tony McCray, I think it was, saying, well, we overlooked Oklahoma State. And if you're Nebraska basketball, how do you overlook anybody? But total disappointment the way they got started in that ball game. And there was an absolute, well, it was an embarrassment to play the first half like they did, come back and get in it. I like that they, you know, I like that they showed some moxie, came back, fought hard to get back in it. But down the stretch, when we needed to make plays, which has been what we've harped on here, you go back to the Kansas State, you go back to Iowa State. When you need a play, we had nobody to go to get a play, and we went to Jeter. He falls down. It's just a disappointment. I don't know how Colorado can get the athletes they have, because athletically, top to bottom, the five players that they put on the court is heads and shoulders above the talent level in Nebraska as far as talent on talent. Now, I'm not saying basketball smarts are that. I think Andre Alameda, why would he play another minute for this basketball team unless he loses 60 pounds? I don't get what he is accomplishing out there. I don't know how I would look good in a basketball uniform standing next to somebody, but I would standing next to him. Diaz, I don't know, go back and play on the Puerto Rican team. I don't know what is he doing. I can't believe somebody can go up to him after the game and say, can we get a comment? He says, I really have nothing to say. Well, after playing like that, hell no, you don't have anything to say. You stunk.
Well, you're exactly right. You're exactly right. Daddy, I don't want to break your rant up, but we have a special guest joining us on the show today. And he has brought something with him today that he wanted to give to you as a gift. But now that you're not here, he's going to have to hold on to it, I guess, for another year. And that is one of the finest officials from our area, Tim Higgins, and he's got a uniform here for you, it looks like. Tim, what did you want to tell Daddy?
Hey, Big Daddy, I got those gray pants that you can use when you umpire baseball with me this summer coming up. So.
Oh, boy, I'm looking forward to that, especially like July 9th, if we get a morning tournament, do the 10, noon, 2, and 4 games. I could do them all behind the plate this year. Would that help you?
We probably got to – it's kind of like when you borrow money from the bank, you draw some interest, so you'll probably have to do about 3 or 4 dishes. So.
I do appreciate that. I do appreciate the pair of pants sewn back together.
He's got them here, so you're in trouble, big fella. I just want you to know that.
Always good to see, you know, a good official, too, down there.
You know, not too bad so far. Not too bad. I know there was a couple of games that some people were disappointed with, but so far we harp on them a lot. Let's say it's not too bad so far. Not too bad.
Okay, fair enough. Doug, are you in agreement of what do you think Doc's got to do? Is the new facility going to create that much buzz for Nebraska basketball? Andy Markowski tells us that it will.
The first year, yes, definitely, yes, it will.
As far as the talent we get to Lincoln to put on the floor.
The newness will wear off quicker if they're not winning. There's no doubt. I mean, on a local level, compared to the Tri-City Storm, exactly like we thought it would be. They were a novelty. Not a novelty. They were new, but the team was new. So it was a new sport. It was a new concept. And it was new to the area. Nothing like this had ever happened before. So people, that was the social thing to do. That was the cool thing to do. Go out, hang out, be seen at the hockey game. Well, as it wore off, and then as the team started to not do so well, you see where the attendance has been. And Greg Shea and the great gang out there is continuing to try to work to get it back to where it was at one time. And the only way to do that now is to have a hockey team that wins. Well, it's going to be even quicker turnaround at Nebraska for this basketball facility because they've had this basketball team. They've seen this basketball team. Everybody's going to want to go to it the first year and maybe the second. But if they don't win basketball games, boy, there's nothing left to do because you've built the facility. You've got the coach in here you thought was the man. And then where do you turn? Where do you turn? Because all of a sudden this is going to be where coaches come to die. Their careers go. And that's Nebraska.
Well, yeah, and you go into a new conference, and it's arguable. I think the Big 12 has been a better basketball conference the last few years than the Big 10 is, although certainly you make a case for several Big 10 teams. Ohio State and Michigan State's made runs at national titles and has national titles with the Tom Izzo and whatnot. It seems to be very top-heavy, though, in both leagues as of this point. I love Doc Sadler. I want the guy to win so bad. You've got this point guard in there from LSU. Nobody knows quite sure if he's going to be eligible or not, but he was at least on a 24-win team that went to the NCAA tournament that led them there. Is he the answer? Is he that spark that Nebraska needs to get going? I don't know that we got – I mean, Ubel looks like the only guy out of those three big men that have a chance to drastically improve, and I hope I'm wrong on that. Because obviously Doc sees some potential in Diaz and Almeida, but boy, for every one good thing Almeida does, he does about eight things that just kill you.
Well, we'll see. And I think this team's got a chance to get some wins in the NIT tournament. I hope they want to play in the NIT because at least it's something to talk about. And you know what? Maybe you get something sparked for next year. Maybe a kid sees you play on television. And gives you that opportunity to come here and say, hey, you know what? They're building that new facility. Doc seems like a good guy. They play hard. I'd like to go to Nebraska. Maybe you find somebody that way. We're just going to have to find out. Daddy, I know we got Kurt McKeever coming up. Don't forget the D2 National Wrestling Championships underway today at UNK for the next 2 days. Lots of fans in town for that. So that's going on currently at the Health and Sports Center. Hockey on the road tonight. You can hear the hockey game at Omaha on Classic Hits 98.9, both games tonight and tomorrow at 7:05. And you look at the basketball tournaments that are going on right now, halftime, Fremont Bergen 33, North Platte St. Pat's 20. They are at halftime in Class A. They went overtime in the first game. Omaha Bryan beat Creighton Prep 58-57, so they are still getting towards the end of the first quarter here, and Omaha Central leading Norfolk still in the first quarter 12-10.
Douglas, we go to the Den Popper inbox where El Conquistador has a question for both of you, but I'll address it to you. He wants to know, why is the Colorado coach winning in 2 years and Doc hasn't done it in five? I don't think there's facility issues. I mean, I don't think the facility issues are that much better at Colorado. I mean, I don't understand it. You know, Colorado looked like it.
Did they get rid of the coach too soon?
I don't know.
He obviously it was the previous coaching staff that brought in these players. I don't know. I don't know. That seems – you can say that about almost every other team in the Big 12. How come they've won? They're no better than us. How come they're winning? How come they're winning? How come they're winning? In the Big 12, I think everybody's been good at some time. Maybe not Iowa State, but they were good towards the end of the Big 8 with Julius Mikulik. And, you know, they've had some good players in the past. But Nebraska did have a stretch. Remember, Bruce Chubbuck, Piatkowski, all those guys did have a stretch as they were running here at Nebraska. It was a short stretch, and it's been a long time ago, but Colorado's never really had a long stretch of being successful. Once in a while, they pop a good team, and this is an okay team that they have. in a down year in the conference, remember.
Well, fair enough. Hey, we're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, hopefully we're going to be joined by Kurt McKeever, Lincoln Journal Star, talking about Nebraska baseball, back after this.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd, host of The Herd. Everybody knows going to the post office is a hassle. Fighting traffic, finding parking, waiting in line, brutal, waste of time. I've got a solution, Stamps.com. With Stamps.com, you can print real U.S. postage using your own computer and printer. No hardware to buy, nothing to rent. You can print postage for all your letters and packages right from your desk. It's like having a post office in your home or office. I've been recommending Stamps.com to everybody I know. Right now, Stamps.com has a special offer, no risk trial, plus a $100 bonus offer, including $45 in free postage. That's more free postage if you use my name, Colin. Try Stamps.com today for a no-risk trial, $100 bonus offer. Go to Stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the radio microphone top of the homepage. Type in my name, Colin, Stamps.com, and be sure to use my name, Colin.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Breezy for your day today with a blend of clouds and sunshine. Quite mild as highs will warm into the lower 60s. Winds will turn to the northwest and increase to 12 to 25 miles an hour. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Phil Jensko.
Right now, 59.
Back, Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us, taking you up to that lunch hour. And I think it's time to give away that big Dally Deli sandwich right now. And Ryan Martin's our winner out of Hastings. He sent us in. STC Hawkettes have three letters in their school's acronym to become the 2010-2011 basketball champions with snow on the ground outside the Devaney Center. Ryan is your winner.
Woo!
And he is going to go to Big Dally's Deli, complimentary of the Doug and Daddy Show. And thanks for sending those in. We'll have three more words for you starting on Monday's show. Douglas, we're still efforting Kurt McKeever from Lincoln Journal Star to join us right now. Also, you know, other than all this basketball going on, these times keep turning in. Nebraska has their pro day. Going on, you know, Niles Paul runs faster. Everybody does better at their own pro day for whatever reason. The turf's different or whatever reason. But, you know, Will Henry turning people's eyes and heads, turning people's heads yesterday and kind of opening some eyes, I think, a 4.41 40-yard dash, 39-inch vertical at 6'3.5 and 200-and-some pounds, you know, you kind of wonder, oh, my gosh, why wasn't this kid at least on the field? And, apparently he can't catch the football. It is the only thing one can derive from that, because if you're going to do those things with that frame and that body, they surely would have found you a way to get on the field. And Zach Lee having a good workout for the scouts. There's a lot of people that did good things, I think, and maybe boosted their draft stock. Mike McNeil, you kind of read these bits and pieces about how everybody performed, and you're thinking, boy, this is amazing. They're all going to be drafted in the top three rounds. Now, I'm not sure that's the case, but nonetheless, some Huskers performed well at their pro day and improved their stock.
What was their Wonderlic score? What was the size of their heart?
Well, that's what you wonder about. That's what you wonder about Niles Paul, I guess. He can do everything physically, but when you put him in certain situations. Right now on the Doug and Daddy Show, we turn our attention to somebody he's right at the pulse. Actually, he was the first man to greet Brian Peters when he came across the plate last week in the melee that was. Kurt McKeever from Lincoln Journal-Star joins us. Kurt, how are you this morning?
Good, but that's not true. I was playing golf.
Oh,
why? Why? Have you told everybody that needs to know that you got a tee time this afternoon?
You know what? I would love to get outside and do a little golfing. What are you? Are you playing golf? Do you have a cocktail in your hand right now?
No, I'm driving.
Oh. Well, good. I mean, we don't want you to have a cocktail. How good is this baseball team?
Well, they're good enough to get your attention in March, which is really hard for Nebraska baseball to do. It's really hard for Nebraska basketball to do, come to think of it, huh?
Yeah.
They had a great weekend. And I think that had they even lost game on Sunday, they would have. You still would have been intrigued by them, but it's March. It's early March. UCLA is not playing that great offensively, so I'm not sure. I think that you discovered that Nebraska is going to be competitive, against most of the teams they play this year, and then it'd be a matter of whether they can get their bats going enough. I think they've got finally have a little bit of pitching depth, and that'll carry a long way.
Kurt, one of the pieces of this pitching puzzle everybody was expecting was this freshman to come in. Logan Ehlers, how disappointing is this for Mike Anderson and his staff to not have this kid available? And with all that's going on at the NCAA with Trestlegate and with Cam Newton and all the bad seeds are out there, to punish this kid like they did, I believe leaves people shaking their heads a little bit. Do you shake your head?
Well, I think he's disappointed. I think the most frustrating thing is this rule has been in place for forever, and I think it was put in place long enough ago that, there were a lot of kids that would, sign for $20,000 and $30,000, and now it's now the figure is ridiculous. They're frustrated. Now look, if the kid broke the rule, he broke the rule, right? They can't whine about that. It's just the NCAA has had their enforcement of the rules been, it's not across the board, and I don't know how you determine whether a kid gets a 50% suspension. As I know, there's a kid down at Wichita State that got 50%. I know there's a kid out at San Diego that got 50%. Logan Ehlers gets 60%. Is it the number of contacts that your advisor has with the club? I'm not sure. Remember, these clubs that don't sign these kids, they're not happy either. And I think there's a lot of discussion that goes back and forth sometimes between the NCAA and the major league clubs too. I mean, they don't like losing kids, so it's a unfortunate deal. If he broke the rule, he broke the rule, and you live with it. Now let's remember too, he hasn't thrown a pitch for Nebraska yet either.
Right.
And I talked to Eric Newman about him a long time ago, and Eric says, without him, I think we're going to be a very good pitching staff. With him, I think we could be a special pitching staff. Does that mean he's going to be a Friday night guy right away? Probably not. He might not even pitch on the weekend to start out with. But if you have a kid like that pitching in the midweek games against competition that might just be a notch lower, you figure you're going to win your midweek games. And that goes a long way. You know, let's not forget that midweek games go a long way to determine, you know, the end of the year, whether you're looking at hosting a regional or going, you know, on the road to a regional. It's a lot of times the difference between, you know, 40 wins and 32 or 33 wins. And get 40 wins, you got a chance of getting a home regional.
Kurt, I think the frustrating part out there, and, you know, I mentioned those other cases, and you can throw in Bruce Pearl, and you can think Dez Bryant for eating supper at Deion Sanders' house or what you want. I just think the punishment's got to fit the crime. The kid didn't benefit by anything that went on, did he?
No, he's not. He turned down $800,000. You know, I don't know how that's a benefit. I mean, it's a little murky there. Just because they don't enforce it uniformly, I gather that they're trying to make some examples here and say, you know, we are going to start enforcing this thing. You know, either enforce it for everybody or
right.
Get rid of the rule. You know, that's what you got to do. And you know, but if you break the rule, you break the rule. You know, there's probably some fault on both parts here. I mean, you know, the kids should know better. I know the Nebraska compliance people know all the rules, and I know they talk to these kids about, look, if you get an advisor, you know, they can't have contact in negotiations. Now, most of these, you know, draft picks, when they get advisors, they hire their lawyers, you know. And I know that the kid at Oklahoma State a couple years ago who got – suspended, you know, he had a lawyer, and he sued the NCAA, and actually, I think he had to sue his own school to get it started, but he sued because, you know, he's contending that the lawyer can't represent my best interests under this rule, you know, and he won a lawsuit, and he won his right to eligibility, and he also won some monetary funds, too, so, you know, Logan Ehlers decided I don't think that it was worth it. You know, if you lose a case like that, the NCAA can come back and actually penalize the school even worse than the original penalty. So there's a risk involved in that. But, yeah, it's a bad deal, but, you know, for everybody. It's just, it makes the NCAA look bad, you know, and obviously a kid broke a rule. He might not have intentionally broke the rule, but, you know, a person he hired that represented him broke a rule.
Fair enough. Lincoln Journal Star's Kurt McKee rejoins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Kurt, one thing back when the Nebraska baseball heyday was going on, something that they immediately had was an identity on the mound. For everybody knew who that Friday night guy was going to be, whether it was Comine, whether it was Jabba, whether it was Aaron Marsden, whether it's Johnny Dorn. This year they come in, really nobody had any identity. I don't think on this pitch, you can say Matt Freeman, one of the weekend starters. Okay, people might recognize that name that followed Nebraska baseball closely, but John Keller stepped up. Brandon Pierce has stepped up early in this season. Are these kids the weekend guys that Nebraska's been looking for?
Well, I think John Keller is definitely a weekend guy. I think ideally Brandon Pierce is a guy that they want to be closing games out for him. But you know, that said, his stuff's pretty nasty, and if you know, if they train him the right way to chew up innings, I'm sure he could, you know, get into a role like that. I'm really impressed with the Keller kid. He's very, very cool. You know, he hasn't given up a run in 14 or 15 innings to start his career. I know talking to his dad before last summer, they were expecting him to go higher in the draft than he did. So they were a little disappointed by that. And that happens a lot when you got Midwest kid. You know, he's from Cedar Rapids, Iowa. A lot of times they, you know, they're undervalued, I guess, by the major league organizations. He's legit. I think Brandon Pierce is legit. I don't know if he'll wind up being a weekend starter this year or not. You know, Matt Freeman's a story. It's really kind of a cool story of a Nebraska kid. They, you know, and you talk about the heyday of Nebraska baseball. A lot of those teams were built around Nebraska kids. kids. Yeah, they filled in here and there with some Texas kids and whatnot, but the core of those really good Nebraska teams were Nebraska kids, and sometimes they step up in their junior and senior year out of nowhere, and that's what this Matt Freeman's done. I mean, the kid had done nothing for 3 years out of his career. He'd been injured. And in the span of a week, you know, he wins two games, and then he comes in and pitches great on, you know, his first start of the year against UCLA. I'd say the jury's still out on that, but, boy, he's off to a great start. I think he's given up one run in 15 or 16 innings. So, you know, he's definitely earned another opportunity to pitch again this weekend. I think that's the thing about this team, is that you better be sharp if you're a pitcher, because they've got some depth, and if you're not throwing strikes, which is the main thing, you're not going to be in there long.
Obviously, Nebraska baseball was looking for just a breath of fresh air. Was that what they need when Erstad came and maybe gave that team?
I don't know. You know, Darren keeps things really simple, and I'm pretty sure, you know, he doesn't want to become a story. He looks at
Kurt McKeever, Lincoln Journal Star. We just lost Kurt. Now we'll see if he gives us a call back here. We appreciate the time that he was already willing to give us. Haymarket Park goes on today, 1:35 p.m. John Keller, freshman right-hander, will take on Derek Benny Jr. It's Fresno State. They are the 2008 College World Series champions. And so 2 years ago, they were the champions of the entire nation and brought home the trophy from Omaha. An amazing, amazing run through the College World Series. And tomorrow, 2 o'clock and 1 o'clock go time Sunday, for baseball fans that are in Lincoln watching the state tournament, if you can break away, go over and see a few innings. One of those things that should be great to see. Why don't we take a short break here, Merritt?
We have Lavelle on the Bruce Furniture fan line.
Hey, Lavelle, what's going on?
How you doing, Eddie? Good to hear from you.
I'm good. I'm back at it. I'm a little bit more I'm healthy again. I feel better.
Yeah, that's good to hear, man. Definitely. Just wanted to ask you just about Nebraska basketball. I know Doc and those guys had a decent season, not great. Where do you see them going in the future, and are you still calling for his head?
No, you know what? Doc Sadler's a guy that I got to think is going to lead this program. I know they're giving him time to get into this new facility. I just want to know the talent level. The talent level just isn't there. And whether it's been the NCAA, whether it's been the Nebraska Compliance Department screwing up some of that talent, I think both people have some responsibility on there. But they got to get a playmaker in there. I think you put Jacob Poland from Kansas State on the Nebraska basketball team this year, I think it translates to 4 or 5 more wins for this team and in the NCAA tournament. And they don't have that player. You can say what you want. Lance Jeter is more like a linebacker playing. I mean, just his body built. There's not many body built people like Lance Jeter in the NBA. It just doesn't happen like that. They've got to find somebody to come in and make an immediate improvement, Lavelle. And it's got to start with recruiting somebody, first of all, that can score the basketball. Doc can teach the defensive side of the ball. He's taught that. Nobody's consistently going by Drake Baronic down there and everybody going, oh my gosh, look at the kid from Ravenna that's so slow that they're driving around. Now they do switch and they do the better job of switching on ball screens than probably any other team or as good as any team in the nation. We got to get a scorer or two, somebody that can go when you need a bucket and get you one. And we have not had that since Doc Sadler's been there in 4 or 5 years. That's where it's got to start.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your answering that. You know, I was feeling the same way about Jeter. I didn't know where to start with him. Is he the playmaker that we need, or is he, you know, somebody like you said? Is he a linebacker in a point guard's body?
It's just a different. You know, you don't see people. Yeah, he moves pretty well. He goes to the basket hard, but away from that, he's undersized. Yeah. He's not as quick. You know, you look at Tyrone Lue, who everybody compares the next Nebraska grade or whatever to. You look at him, he's not as quick. He's not as that initial first step isn't like Tyrone Lue, I don't think. I think he'd be the first to admit that. We got to get somebody that can score. And then I think you got to have a complementary players around it. I think Baronic was one, but he never did develop the confidence that when you get, and I'm not saying a wide open three. I'm talking when you get a chance to shoot the basketball, you better bury it from the outside. We got killed this year. Spradling killed us from K-State, and then the little they're both little white guys that killed us. Yeah. Spradling from K-State, and then the kid the other day from Oklahoma State. When they get open and they don't have to be open for very long, pow! The ball's gone and it goes in.
Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what we're missing. I totally agree. And thanks for taking my call. I just was kind of wondering where you saw it. I know about 3 weeks ago you were calling for head, so I didn't know if Doc was going to be safe in your mind or what.
Nah, Doc's safe. He's got Tom Osborne's support. As long as Tom Osborne's there, and I don't have a problem. I think Doc Sadler busts his ass harder than anybody probably in the profession, and so many people say great things about him. No, I don't think – I was disappointed, after a loss, in a game I thought they had to have. But as far as his job, no, I'm a big fan of Doc, and I hope – he's the one that gets us to the promised land of the NCAA tournament and can win a game or two and put Nebraska basketball on the map as we transition into that Big Ten conference. Thanks, Lavelle. Have a great weekend. We got to take a short break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll be back after this.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd from ESPN Radio. Are you in the mood for something brand new and exciting for lunch? Try Domino's $5 carryout lunch menu. Just listen to some of the choices you have to pick from. A variety of penne pastas in a dish, oven-baked sandwiches, or two-topping small inspired pizzas for $5 each. Go to Domino's for their new $5 carryout lunch menu today. This offer only available until 2, carryout only. Bread bowl may be extra. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. The $5 carryout lunch menu only at Domino's.
Hi, Tom Baudette, doing my very first tweet, or twerp, or whatever it's called. Okay, here goes. M6 has clean, comfy rooms, numeral 4, lowest $$ of N-E, nutnol chain, ampersand, I heart it, cuz, and I'm out of characters. Oh, see why this is so popular. I'm Tom Baudette from Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you. Book online at motel6.com.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
When the fish are under the ice, the one thing they find irresistible is wax worms. They love them, even though it gets them in trouble. Ice fishermen, on the other hand, have no trouble buying wax worms and all sorts of live bait at the Boathouse at their new Highway 281 location north of Grand Island. The Boathouse, with all the chubs and grubs and minnows and stinky, crawly, luscious bait the fish can't resist. See the Boathouse north of Grand Island on 281 for repair and used boats, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
We're going to combine the pass.
Makes a catch.
With the long ball.
Bye-bye, baseball.
The dig.
Great digging.
And elements of the Sandra Bullock movie.
Hey, Hunter,
now the safe parts.
This is much better.
And on April 16th, we're taking a fan bus to a Husker Sports triple header. Red-white game. Husker baseball against K-State. A Husker volleyball exhibition against the Cyclones. All admission, transportation, and tailgate party included. Only $95.
What do you do?
Call First Holiday Tour and Travel for your spot. 308-384-1800. Brought to you by Gary Michaels, Hastings, and Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio.
Breezy for your day today with a blend of clouds and sunshine. quite mild as highs will warm into the lower 60s. Winds will turn to the northwest and increase to 12 to 25 miles an hour. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Phil Jensko.
Right now, 59. And I'm steady, but I'm
starting to shake. And welcome back to Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. All right, here, glad to be back in studio today. Doug Duda joins us live from the state basketball tournament. But before we get to him, we want you to experience the Midway advantage. Whether you're talking your 30-day exchange policy on all certified vehicles, that's when they pay the interest for 30 days, guaranteed trade value, one low price, no charge, roadside assistance on all certified vehicles. Plus, they've got the six-month, 6,000-mile warranty, plus a two-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. That, folks, is the Midway advantage. Think Midway.com, whether you're talking Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, whether you're talking Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac. That's the Midway Auto Group. Think Midway.com. They've got it all for you. Check out. There is a difference, folks, in the Midway Auto Group. Douglas, what's our latest update from Lincoln?
At halftime in Class A, it's Omaha Central 34, Norfolk 23. And with 4:40 to go in the ball game, it's Archbishop Bergen 46, North Platte St. Pat's 26.
I don't think any big surprise, certainly in C2 there. I thought Archbishop Bergen would probably put a stranglehold on that. Douglas, as we head into this weekend, selection show, and don't forget, I know you mentioned this, the Doug and Daddy group, and we're going to have our bracket challenge. What is the group password? Show?
Yep, and all you got to do is go to the website. It's all there. You click on the link. It'll take you right to the page you need, ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com. Click on the link. Get her up there, and we'll get ready to go for next week. Of course, next week we're going to keep real busy with the NCAA tournament. On Thursday, St. Patrick's Day, we're live at Cunningham's Journal for 2 hours, doing the show there, watching basketball, talking to teams. The spring football practice gets underway this weekend. UNK getting ready to go. Huskers have their first practice tomorrow, so fired up for all of that. But if you're looking at basketball, ESPNSuperstation.com, let the domination begin.
Everybody's looking forward to that. Should be another great contest. And do you need to be a super fan?
You need to be a super fan if you want to get your prizes. So that's easy. We don't hound you with a bunch of emails or phone calls or things like that. The only reason we need that is so that we can send the winners their prizes. That's it.
All right, Douglas, you have a great weekend, and we have an email here. This goes back to the Will Henry talk. Fast Willie chimes in. Either he can't catch or Gilmore and Watson are morons.
Thanks, Willie.
All right, Douglas, well, we'll enjoy the rest of your calls from state basketball. Enjoy the weekend, and we'll be back on Monday live in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth right here.
Now get your run over to wrestling. Let's go.
All right. Yeah, the Division II wrestling is going on, so a lot of people, a lot of fans packing in there. Should be some great wrestling today and tomorrow at the UNK Health and Sports Center. Meredith, it's time to get out of here. We got to go. We're up against the top of the hour. People are yelling at us. Grant's upset. Stacy's yelling at Grant. Grant's yelling at Jesse. Grant's pointing his finger. I don't know what's going on with Grant. He scares me, frankly. Yes, he does. Hey, I want to thank Kurt McKeever from Lincoln Journal Star. Sorry we had to cut that talk a little short. He was traveling on I-29 when we visited with him to get his thoughts on the Nebraska baseball team. What's going on with Logan Ehlers? Frankly, I don't understand the Logan Ehlers deal. It just makes no sense. I just can't believe you punish a kid like that, where Bruce Pearl and Jim Tressel and these SEC teams are doing what they're doing. Cam Newton's doing what he's doing, but Logan Ehlers takes a four-time harsher punishment than any of these people. But anyway, thanks, Kurt McKeever. Thanks, our own Doug Duda. We'll see you Monday. Doug and Daddy's show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.